This is an important concert for the long-term community, the people who live here over the winters, because Joshua has been here going on 2 years. And he's taking the bus down the hill on Monday. So for the long-term folks, this is sort of a bittersweet evening. We've grown to love Joshua a lot, and a big part of that is growing to love his music. His music is about humanity, often poking fun at us, often reminding us that we find our relationship with God through our relationship with the least of these around us. I know Joshua has spent a life correcting people and saying, it's not Joshua, it's Joshua. And I have my own story about Joshua's name. The first time I met him, I had just arrived in the village to start my long-term commitment, and I was in a buffet line and got introduced to Joshua. And having some seminary training, I knew that the name that the Greeks translated as Jesus was Joshua. And so instead of saying something appropriate like, how do you do, I said something inappropriate like, well, your parents had a lot of nerve. Joshua said he didn't think his parents knew what they were doing, but I think they did. And I think there's some gospel that we're going to be hearing tonight, maybe in a form other than what you're used to, but hopefully we'll all come away changed. There'll be a whole community of people playing with Joshua, which sort of represents his place in our community here at Holden. So settle back and help me welcome Joshua.
Thanks, Dan. That was a fabulous introduction. Well, I'd like to thank all of you for coming here this evening. In the last few days, we've pulled these songs together, in a large part because of the pushings and the pulley of Mr. Gary Santum here, who has a lot of energy for music and a lot of genius for music. And he's taking us to another level. I'm just going to start off with this first song and do a little explaining as we go, but the name of this song is All in All, Just as All. It's a prayer. I think it's kind of appropriate to open things with a prayer. All in all, just as all is mine. Only solace is to you complain that you do not understand. That I might be lost, that I might have had some mental break when you knew me last. All in all, and all is in the hands of my God. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end, in the end, in the end. In the end, in the end, in the end. Maybe depression is the word that comes to mind. Medical answers and textbooks full of lines. Making boxes and frames, pictures in your mind when you need them. could have been that, or it could have been that I've been changed to move the world, singing songs that carry me through, to give me hope for tomorrow. All in all, just as all is mine, only solace is to complain that you do not understand, that I might be lost, that I might have had some mental break when you knew me last. All in all, and all is in the hands of my God, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end, 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 in the end. Carries around their own righteousness. Some get hung on that and never come down. But it's not for me to say who gets hung where and for how long. Jesus hung on a tree for what seemed like an eternity. They wouldn't let him come down, but someday he will, to bring the kingdom. All in all, just as all is mine, only solace is to complain that you do not understand, that I might be lost, that I might have had some mental break when you knew me last. All in all, and all is in the hands of my God, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end, in the end, in the end, in the end, in the end. Try to give him something for the pain, so he wouldn't change the world or bring the kingdom. I might have said he was a bit out of touch with reality. I might have called him a dreamer, but he was bringing. Just as all is mine, only solace is to complain that you do not understand, that I might be lost, that I might have had some mental break when you knew me last. All in all, and all is in the hands of my God, as it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. Just as all is mine, Only solace is to complain that you do not understand. That I might be lost, that I might have had some mental break when you knew me last. All in all and all is in the hands of my God. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end, 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 in the end. Thank you very much. How are the levels sounding out there? More guitar, more vocals, just fine? Just fine? Okay. This is one more prayer before we get into things, I guess. It's holding after all. We do a lot of praying here. We have to. This song is still very, very new. It's called Walk Humbly. So you'll get to see what happens to me when I play a song that's very, very new. In some people who love people just the way they are, they spend their days loving everyone. And do not bother naming sin. Is the meaning of freedom. This is the meaning of love. Righteousness from my breath. Let me walk humbly with the one who knows me better than I know myself. God is standing at the gates of the kingdom. But for God who transgressed and who did not, the list was made and then consumed by the flames of love. Now there's room for everyone to walk. The love of God is so much stronger than the blindness of condemning thought. So put down my scornful eyes and take self-righteousness. Take self-righteousness from my breath. Let me walk humbly with the one who knows me better than I know myself. better than I know myself. Okay. Thank you. All right, Kent. Where's Kent? This next song that I'm going to have Kent Narum come up here and play with me is called So Much Can Go Wrong. And it's a topic of which I know nothing about, other than the fact that I was a child and whose parents thought that so much could go wrong. But it's basically about raising kids and all the things that can go wrong and enjoying the moments when we have them. What's that? We're both going to use this mic. You're going to have to crank this mic. I suppose you could use that one. Anyway, being here at Holden, you share life with a lot of people and you share life with the families here. And so I've done a lot of observing of the families and parents raising their children. And so I guess this song is really inspired by that. Check. Okay. If he needs more vocals, you can give it to him, I guess. Mothers and fathers are doing what they can. Thank you. must avoid tragedy around every turn. And when it comes, the pain of this will burn. Try to make room for joy when you can. The moment in the present that children understand. So much can go wrong in a lie. So much can go wrong in a lie. Cannot always keep them in your sight. In your sight.
Thank you.
Whoa.
Okay, now for the band to come back up here. This next song is called Images of Madness. For a couple months before I came up to Holden to work as a long-term volunteer, I didn't have a job, and so I was futon surfing and playing music on the street in downtown Seattle in Pike Place Market, which turned out to be quite an experience. I liken it to maybe if you're a med student and you're in your residency, for a musician to play on the street is quite an experience, a rather intense experience and a rather humbling experience. Right now, you all are indicative of great luxury because you're... For me, because you're sitting here listening, as opposed to walking by and dropping a burrito or a quarter in my guitar case. Something, I'll write a song, and it's something that I'm very proud of and very excited about, and I'll get a quarter or a burrito or maybe even something more, or maybe $5 at the end of the day. But it really makes me learn to write music for myself. So this song is about a lot of different images on the street, and... I'll just leave it at that. Woo. Put my finger on a trace of that reminder. Let it all unfold in the hopes that I might find her. The man in the sewer, he said he thought he knew her. The woman by the window said she thought it over. The people in the alley are hanging from the doorway. They are hoping they can see her from the corner by the road. I know a man is dying, but he can't see the end. These are all just faces in the letters that they send. Well, the beggar on the water thought he had a daughter. He saw a picture in the paper, the empty and its slaughtered. The lady with the plastic thought her days were over. But the images of madness, the images of madness, the images of madness were hanging on her shoulder. Claim to know her name, but for them as they're walking, it all looks just the same. The singer in the basement said she wrote a song, but this is what he says whenever anything goes wrong. Well, I can't stand the images of broken, crumpled paper. These were all the words he thought were doing her a favor. The children in the playground are singing as they can. They're hoping she will hear them and maybe understand. Thought he had a daughter. He saw her picture in the paper, the empty and his slaughter. The lady with the plastic thought her days were over. But the images of madness, the images of madness Satan's bath, slowly dripping water. He's filling up the bathtub with the words he thought he taught her. They said they saw her leaving, walking down the mountain. But I know that what they're seeing is a picture in the fountain. So leave yourself and wonder about the things you know for sure. She said she thought she knew him, but he knew there was no cure. Soon my life is over, nothing left to gain. These are fingers in the anchors, and the anchors hold the pain. Well, the beggar on the water thought he had a daughter. Saw a picture in the paper, the empty and its slaughter. The lady with the plastic thought her days were over. But the images of madness, the images of madness, the images of madness were hanging on her shoulder. All right, thank you very much. You can thank the streets of Seattle for that song.
Oh boy, the lobster. Oh yeah, here it is.
Where's Chrissy with that Love Trilogy cello? Okay, up next is the infamous Love Trilogy. And it's three songs in a row about love, which I usually try not to write about love, but I did. And the first one is the most skeptical about love. And the next one is slightly less skeptical about love. And, well, the third one really isn't very skeptical at all about love. The first one's called I've Been Cured of That Ill Called Love. I gotta remember how it goes. It good to make it a good love, a good love. First it feels so good, and over time that feeling slowly fades away. It makes you wonder whether love was really ever meant to stay, or is it just a game we play, thinking things like love will always stay the same. Well, I've been cured of that ill called love, left it behind with all my worries and woes. Too much trouble, never worth the time it takes to make it good, to make it a good love, a good love. Someone by mistake, someone worth the time and all the heartache. But for now, I'd really rather be alone and on my own, walking down that road alone. Thank you.
fear of that ill called love. Left it behind with all my worries and woes. It's too much trouble and never worth the time it takes to make it good, to make it a good.
Okay, that's step one. This next song is called Gentle Conversation. And I think it'll be self-explanatory. I'll try to enunciate enough that you can hear the words. Still some skepticism in this song. You'll be able to hear it loud and clear. Survey that ocean of faces and think about those couples in love. I wonder how many of them wish they were somewhere else, not in love, not right now. Is it fair to ask these questions? Is it fair to wonder why some people stay together so well and other people try? How should it feel when you meet someone you love? How much more should it be than just a glance and a shrug and a gentle conversation? And a gentle conversation. You tend to tolerate each other. Not that I would know. I'm never long for a thing like that. I get the feeling that I'd rather be alone. Is it fair to ask these questions? Is it fair to wonder why some people stay together so well and other people try? How should it feel when you meet someone you love? How much more should it be than just a glance and a shrug and a gentle conversation? And a gentle conversation. Another song and another day and another way of looking at the world. You might guess that somewhere in the back of my mind I've got my eye on someone and I'm trying not to let her find out that I'm in love. But it's not so, or at least in such a way that anyone would know. Is it fair to ask these questions? Is it fair to wonder why some people stay together so well and other people try? How should it feel when you meet someone you love? How much more should it be than just a glance and a shrug and a gentle conversation? And a gentle conversation. Thank you. Okay, part two. This one is probably one of Gary's favorites. He says that this next one, he says that it makes his heart go pitter-patter. Is that right, Gary?
Oh, yeah. It makes my
heart. It's called Someone, and this is not skeptical at all. It's the closest I get to a mushy love song. The first chord, let's see. G, I think it is. It is? All right. It's called Someone. Give me that friendship, and I'll give someone mine. Someone give me this life here, and I'll be fine. Kind word, someone give me a warm embrace, someone give me a kiss here on my face. Gentle as the sunlight as evening draws near, gentle as the heaven. The sky so clear, someone make me a lover, someone make me a mountain, someone make me an oak tree that I can climb. Someone make me a lover, someone make me a mountain, someone make me an oak tree that I can climb.
Woo!
Fabulous. Thank you, Chrissy. Okay, now it's time to go into another world of the open detuning. I made a CD this winter, and most of the songs on this CD are in an open detuning that Rolf Vegdahl showed to me. And I was so excited about this tuning that I wrote like 15 songs with it or something like that. So I just need to switch down into another tuning here real quick. Is Micah in the audience? Micah? It would really be great if you could come up and show people just really incredible thing that you do with your arm. Micah can grow muscles. I'm gonna tune and Micah's gonna show you this great trick. Wow, that's great. I've already seen it before. I didn't have to look. I know it's awesome. I know it's getting late, folks. You just have to hang with us here. I told people to bring pillows. This tuner is my new toy. Almost there. This next song is called Endless Aspirations, and it's just about me being me. It's about me, I guess, and what I want to do with my life. Woo! And we have Becky Swanson here to join us on the accordion. Becky Swanson, ladies and gentlemen. And the other members of the band are Gary Santum on the bass and guitar, ladies and gentlemen. And Paul Freesing Carper. And Rich Arneson on percussion. And myself, my name is Jeshua Erickson, and I used to serve the village as the bookstore coordinator. I can't say I'd ever do anything but well. Thank you very much. Okay, where's Kent Narum? It's time for the Christine song. Okay, this is a song that I wrote for a 12-pack of homebrew. It was a birthday song from Scott Olson to his partner, Christine Olson, both of whom are school teachers here at Brewing Village. And in fact, they are perhaps the greatest brewers of beer here at Holden, oddly enough. So when Scott offered to give me a 12-pack for a song, I said, sure! And it led to a lot more, too. What are you looking for? Kanda, I think I'm going to let you play this one on the guitar. I'll pull out the other one. Yeah, I think so. This is a birthday card that I got. I'm sorry, I can't remember his name. What? Pete, where's Pete? Is he still here? Maybe not. Oh, there's Pete. Pete, thanks for the birthday card. And this is just so that I can do something while Kent's playing. The head's coming off. I'll just have to get rid of it. Oh, this isn't any good. Okay. Listen now as I sing. You'll see what I mean. Something is different about Christine. Nancy Drew, she threw in a fit of rage, far from becoming or acting her age. Back in those high school volleyball managerial days, the body of a model in unusual ways. There on the sidelines, just out of view, subconsciously, carefully thinking things through. Listen now as I sing. You'll see what I mean. Something is different about Christine. She dropped out of college to wander and grow. If you asked about Germany, she'd certainly say no. Berlin with fate soon came her way, and there with no choice, it was there she would stay. No way of knowing what her life would bring. She thought about holding as a rock in a stream. Listen now as I sing. You'll see what I mean. Something is different about Christine. Listen now as I sing. You'll see what I mean. Something is different about Christine. Here in the Cascades to visit a friend, no turning back as the wilderness bends. 2 years of teaching, time passes by. Cooking in the kitchen, onion tears in her eyes. Beer kegs and dancing into the night. Christine, Christine, this just isn't right. Listen now as I sing.
you'll see what I mean. Something is different about Christine. Soon she is back again, teaching at Holden. She and her partner, these moments are golden. Jasper, he whispers his lovebird song. Moments of love from dusk until dawn. They ski in the mountains and glide across the lake, hoping in each moment to give what they take. Listen now as I sing. You'll see what I mean. Something is different about Christine. Listen now as I sing. You'll see what I mean. Something is different about Christine.
Woo! Kent Narum, ladies and gentlemen. Chrissy Post, otherwise known as Crispy Toast. Okay, the band. Let's bring the band back up. Okay, this next song is called Roll Off My Skin. No, I'm not going to do Lawn Chair Larry. That's a whole nother tuning. Okay, thanks you all for sticking with us. We only have just a few left. Three left. After this one, that is. It's a marathon, but you can do it. Oh yeah, you gotta get the accordion. Seems to me I'm endlessly searching for words and notes to say how I feel. It's better that I not leave these things concealed. I must save the conversations in my head. That's why I'd rather write songs instead. Rather write songs instead. Write a book and settle down, or sing some songs and travel around. Only hope someone would listen, read some of the words I write, some of the words I write. Years ago I stopped asking for forgiveness. God made me just the way I am. Call me a sinner, then call my sinful maker, and explain it all to him, explain it all to him. You can call me crazy, it will roll off my skin. I've heard your words before for a million years and a million more. Okay. Thank you. This next song is called Change the Words. And it's a song after writing a lot of songs that all sounded the same to me. And in case all these songs sound the same to you tonight, this song goes out to you. We'll wait for you. Well, I'm not much of a guitar player, and I'm not much of a singer. For every 100 songs I write, I might find one worth singing. Most of my songs sound the same. I sing them all with the same 3 chords. And to make things interesting, I just might change the words. I might be singing in a bar, or in someone else's car. I might be standing in line, or drinking someone else's wine. But it's all the same to me. It's all the same. Same dumb scale to reach the same dumb notes. I think the same dumb thoughts every time I clear my throat. I don't know a thing about pitch, can't find one note in a chord. Tempo is for ticking clocks and a rhythm's best ignored. I might be singing in a bar, or in someone else's car. I might be standing in line, or drinking someone else's. It's all the same to me, it's all the same to me. I try to tell myself it doesn't matter in the end. If every time you write a song you chase away all your friends. The song is first for you and next for someone else. If no one wants to hear it, you can sing it to yourself. Most of my songs sound the same. I sing them all with the same 3 chords. And to make things interesting, I just might change the words. I might be singing in a bar, or in someone else's car. I might be standing in line, or drinking someone else's wine. But it's all the same to me. It's all the same. All right. 2 songs left. Stay with us. Where's Kent? This has got to keep moving. This is dedicated to all those people who are getting out of here in the next week or two, or in the next maybe 3 or 4 weeks. But Kent and I are both leaving pretty soon. I'm leaving Monday, and I think he's leaving like Tuesday or Wednesday. Just Kent and I. Yeah. It's called Gotta Keep Moving. Actually, I wrote it when I was trying to figure out whether to stay here longer. Ended up staying here longer, obviously. We got this one and 1 last song. We'll be good to go. I'm gonna come over there and knock you out. Gotta keep moving, gotta keep growing, gotta keep taking time. I gotta catch a little of Kent's voice. Don't wave me up, I'll come over and stick that mic in your face. He doesn't like it. Sit, Mike, sit. Check. We were there, okay. Gotta keep moving. Gotta keep growing. Gotta keep taking time to listen to myself. I'm in my space here. I'm in my place here. But all these things I know won't last for long. Won't last for long. Push myself,
Got to pull myself to get to know the world where I live. Got to face the world, got to taste the world, to know in my heart that we are all one. 'Cause I gotta keep moving, gotta keep growing, gotta keep taking time to listen to myself. I'm in my space here, I'm in my place here, but all these things I know won't last for long, won't last for long. Gotta be sad sometimes, gotta be lonely, gotta keep reaching out to find the truth. Though it's hard sometimes, though it's real hard, I know that everything comes in its own way. 'Cause I gotta keep moving, gotta keep growing, gotta keep taking time to listen to myself. I'm in my space here, I'm in my place here, but all these things I know won't last for long. It's my life here, it's not your life here. You do what you gotta do, and I'll do what I gotta do. Gotta take some time now to listen to the voices when I hardly hear them, but it's time to move on. 'Cause I gotta keep moving, gotta keep growing, gotta keep taking time to listen to myself. I'm in my space here, I'm in my place here, but all these things I know won't last for long, won't last for long.
All right. Thank you, Kent. One last song. This song goes out to the winter community. I sang it often in the wintertime, and people often sing along with me. And just put your hand down, will you? I don't remember the words. It's way too long. Yeah, let's hear a drum solo. Woo! Woo! I'm on drum solo. Yeah, little bass. That was great. Okay, this song is called House Called Chalet. A little kind of a waltz, so we got the accordion going on it.
Of a building where some people stay. But in my spare moments, I write down words, songs that come to mind. I hope to sing these songs someday to gently pass the time. Well, I know I'll never amount to much, just singing these songs all alone. I suppose if I sat here long enough, my heart would turn to stone. 'Cause I live here in the mountains, in a room in a house called Chalet. During the day I work in the bookstore, in the basement of a building where some people stay. But some days I feel so lonely, I can hardly keep myself alive. And other days I crave deep solitude, I wander off and hide. Well, if years should pass in my life gone by, I'd be not much worse for the wear. I hope to leave some songs behind, if not, I really don't care.
say everybody. 'Cause I live here in the mountains, in a room in a house called Chalet. During the day I work in the bookstore, in the basement of a building where some people stay. Thank you very much, everybody. It's been wonderful. I don't even know what time it is. It's been so fun. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks to all of you who came and all the musicians. Woo! You rule. Thank you.